A lost and dying generation are crying out for love. This is a time for a grace revolution. We preach Christ crucified, for where sin increased, His grace has increased the more. Now grace reigns.
Because it shows, it brings liberty that as a lot of people unfortunately have not entered into.
Alright,
so please take out your Bible. Sit up straight in your seat. Mutha duzimpila ha, mweza sit up straight. What's that? You're in class. Dula handle. I'm listening. No, sit up straight. All right, you're in class. Okay, so living free from the power of money. Just to remind you a bit, Matthew, I think it was Matthew chapter 6. No, yeah, chapter 6. It says you can't serve God and money. You need to choose between the two. It's either you're serving God or you serve money. Why does Jesus compare the two? Because money has a way, has a power, has an influence that likes to make itself God in our lives. And so Jesus says, if you say God, God is your father. He says in verse 25, therefore I tell you, don't worry about your life. In other words, if you're worried about your life, money is still your God. Why? Because most worries are about money. Or about what money can buy. Listen to people. They tell you, no, if only I can have money, then I will be happy. If only I can have money, then I will have this. If only I can have money. If only I can have money. So money has become the ultimate hope. God no longer features. Money has become the God. Like I said, towards the end of the month, people are happy. They smile when they think of their investments. They smile. But 2 weeks into the following month, everybody is sad and depressed. When they have money, they are peaceful. When money is low, they are miserable. Whatever happened to the joy of the Lord is your strength. Whatever happened to in the presence of God, there is fullness of joy. You see, a lot of us are influenced by the power of money to some extent. But we need to break free. To where money doesn't control us, but we control it. Where you are, here's the thing. When you're truly free from money, it's power. You can receive a lot of money today and give it all away tomorrow and not even feel anything negative and not feel discouraged or depressed. A lot of people are afraid to give money because money owns them. It's their hope, it's their life, it's their joy, it's their everything. But God is a jealous God. He wants to be God in your life. He wants to be Father to you. And He says, therefore, stop worrying. Let me show you Matthew chapter 6. He says in verse 32, he says, for the pagans run after all these things. And your Father, Heavenly Father, knows that you need them. He says, Jesus says, your Father knows that you need electricity.
He knows that
you need this and that, clothing and food.
He says,
but don't let that become your God.
But
let your father be the source of your life.
Let's go to
1 Timothy.
Where
we ended. 1 Timothy chapter
5. 1
Timothy chapter
5.
I go, I'm free from money.
Say,
I'm free from money. I've met people that walk in amazing freedom from money, that I'm like, God, I want to be like that.
So free. So free.
I was talking to a friend of mine one time. He said, this is the work I do. Told me what he does. He says, yeah, sometimes I make money. Ah, but if it's not, that's fine. The Lord will make another way. It's okay. And he was genuine, not fake, like a lot of Christians. He was very happy, just telling me, no, if there's no problem. I'm fine.
And I thought,
how many Christians are like that?
A lot
of Christians like, if this doesn't work, oh, Jesus. Instead of, no problem. I go, God is my source. Say it again. God is my source. I want you to live to enjoy your life to the fullest. I want you to plan like a person who has God as his father. I want you to stop limiting the Almighty God.
Listen,
God took the Israelites out of Egypt. The moment they got into the desert, they said, Moses, you are brought us here to kill us. I knew it. This was a plan. I knew it. We are hungry, no food. God said bread will come from heaven. They said we are thirsty. No water. God says the rock will bring water.
He said,
no boutiques, we have only these clothes on. God said your clothes will not wear out until you get to the promised land. I will supernaturally sustain even your clothing. This is your father talking. This is without money. There were no shops in the desert. No Pioneer Mall, no Maseru Mall, no nothing. No Pick and Pay. No Foshini, ladies. There was nothing. Only sand. And yet God sustained 1 million people without shops. Without money, the coins they had, they couldn't even use them. God paralyzed their human effort completely. They couldn't do anything. This is why even when provision came, they couldn't even boast about it. They can't. It was pure grace at work. The same Father, same God, having the same power, same commitment towards you, says to you, don't worry about your life. I will take care of you. The greatest enemy I have is the money in your wallet. Because you are allowing it to be God, to be me in your life.
So,
you know, If we could see the greatness of God and just trust in that greatness, we would achieve many times more than what our salaries could be able to give us. Think about it. The question in your heads, let me prophesy your mind. The question in your heads right now is, but how? I'm a deep prophet, eh? That's what you're thinking. But how? Mary asked the angel, "Angel, I've not been with a man. How will I give birth?" The angel knows God. The angel didn't say, "Yeah, hey, let's see, what can we do here?" The angel didn't say, "Mary, you know what, I think you have a point. Let me go back to heaven, let me go find out. I think we made a mistake here." No. The angel said, "No problem. The Holy Spirit will come upon you. What you have no ability to do, the Holy Spirit Himself will provide the sperm." So no, it doesn't matter if there is no one. You're good if you have God.
That's
all you need. You can't serve God and money. Because some of you are like, "But how can I do this when I have no money?" You don't understand. God is looking at your situation and has a big smile on His face, like, "Yes, finally, I can show myself strong on His behalf. Finally."
Listen,
you think when you don't have money that God is like, "Hey, what am I going to do here?"
No.
God is like, an opportunity presents itself. I can do a miracle so pure that He will know that it wasn't money, it was me. The dreams that you have about your life, let's be honest, they're bigger than the money you earn. Yeah, I'm very prophetic. No, they're bigger than the plans you have, the dreams you have, the life you really want to. Your money can't do it, and it's frustrating to be in that situation. But instead of being depressed, maybe it's time for you to change gears. Switch to a higher power. And say, "Not by might, not by power, but by the Spirit of Almighty God, I will achieve my dream."
Listen,
God has many fishes, remember? To get you out of your situation. Jesus did not pay for his tax from his wallet.
Didn't.
It came from another fish. There's a fish waiting for you. I said there's a fish waiting for you. There is a fish waiting for you to go pull it out and take what's yours. It's waiting for you. God has many fishes. Sometimes a fish can be a business idea that you never thought of before. But see, when you walk by faith, you hear the voice of God. You tap into the wisdom of heaven. Let's, you know, here, I was talking to somebody today, I think yesterday.
I said,
a lot of us Africans, we need a serious change of mindset.
And
we grow up with a mindset of, if I can just get a job, dear Jesus, that's all. Just a job, my Lord. That's all. If I can just pay rent.
Okay. I'm
okay. That's all I ask my Lord. You fake Christian. Fake you. You know deep in your heart, you don't just want a job. You know it. Coming with your false humility before God, like God can see the depths of your soul. Because you're too afraid to ask for what you really want, because it's too big. Stop killing your dreams. Enough with spiritual abortion in the church. Enough. We're talking about a God who opens the Red Sea for his people to walk through. Enough with spiritual abortion. Come on. This is the God we're talking about. God who takes a lunch of a little boy and feeds 5,000 men, never mind the women.
Scaftin.
It's in the plate. Scaftin. Of a little boy, meaning a little sandwich, nyana, little fish, nyana. Little boy, small boy's lunch. Feeds 5,000. How dare, oh church, do you? How dare you limit God? How dare we insult God with our little prayers?
God,
if I can just get a little thing, just a little job. Little tender, just little. How dare you? Why do we insult the grace of God by coming with our little buckets to draw a little bit of water? Come on. Jesus said, all things are possible to those who dare to believe God. Those who dare to believe. Those who dare to believe God. Those who dare to say, I don't have the money, but I have the God to produce the result. Those who dare to believe. Come on. Get out of your seat of complacency and sitting on your salary and get up and realize abundance of grace is all around you.
Come on.
Your salary is simply a springboard, not the limit of your life. Listen, all you need is one moment of favor is all you need. The favor of God will cause you to meet the right person right at the right time, at the right place, for the right reason, to get you out of your place. Come on. That's God. Grace. I go with grace. That's a favor of God. Causing people who hate you to pay stuff for you. That's the grace of God. That's the grace of God.
I will
cause people that you owe to cancel their debt. They just feel like cancer. It's a God that works for you. Come on. While you're busy figuring out how you will pay it back in the next 7 years, God is like, if only you would believe me, I would cancel the whole thing today. My God, it's good that some of you are facing challenges. It's good that some of you are facing challenges. I said it. Come on, because some of you really need to step up. Stop crying and see your challenge as an opportunity to grow up.
You
cannot serve God and money. Money can only go so far. And then you realize, you know what? I need God, the real God. I need God, raw, genuine, 100% pure God. Pure, I go pure God. Pure grace. So you know what's in your heart. Don't be a hypocrite. You know what you really want. You know it. Don't come stand in front of us and play games. Oh, no, I'm just glad I have little. No, you know the desires of your heart. Don't feel ashamed. Don't feel ashamed to approach God and say, God, I want to have 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Help me. Help me. We live by faith, not by money. We live by faith, not by money. We live by faith, not by money. When faith is released, money will follow you. Person who truly lives by faith, having his or her last 100 rand in the pocket, God says, hey, help that one. He doesn't say, but God is the last one. He says, oh, Father, thank you for the opportunity to be a blessing. Why? Because they know that all grace abounds towards me. God cares for me. God wouldn't tell me to give it away if he didn't have a plan to give me something else. Come on, what do you think God is? What kind of a person do you think God is? So many people are afraid to listen to what God is saying in the heart because they're too afraid he might ask me to give. Come on, you know yourself. I've been through that, don't worry. I'll be the first one to know. I've been through that. Like, God, don't talk. No. Don't lay anything on my heart. Sometimes he does it without me even expecting, and I'm like, I didn't hear nothing. Didn't hear anything. Just walk past the person. Hallelujah. Praise God. Bless them, Lord. I didn't hear nothing. I've been through all
that.
Then I realized that is pure unbelief. And I realized most of the time, even that which I was trying to keep, even when I spend it, I can't enjoy it as I was supposed to because when I look at it, I still remember them. How free are you? How free are you? Let's read. Verse 10. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money, have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. 5:10. Listen to that verse carefully. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 10. That's a fact. And you even have experiences of that. You even know people who are in this situation. For the love of what is the, a person who has a love of money, what kind of a person is he or she? Every time they open their mouth, money. People who love money are always talking about how to get more money, but they never talk about how to give it. It's so weird because you would think that if you have people who have a lot of money are free from it. It's power. Not everyone is. There are people who are filthy rich. Can't even give you 10 rand. Never. Like, no, why? They're so stingy. That's a person who doesn't have money, but money has him. Then on the other side, you get those who own a lot of money. And they can easily release it. because it doesn't own them. That's how God wants you to be. God has no problem with you having a lot of money. There's a problem with money having you. There'll be problems. That's where he's going to fight now. Not fight you, fight money.
Like, nah,
not my child. This is my son. Not your son, money. Okay? So, God wants you to be... So, Paul says, the love of money, the lust of money, is the root of all evil.
Now, like I said,
it's not wrong to have money. Listen carefully what I'm saying. But when he speaks of the love of money here, it's a lust where a person's reasoning is no longer proper because all they're looking for is money. It's people who will enter into corrupt deals. They know they're corrupt. They don't care as long as they can get the money. The tender.
Oops.
I meant the deal. They don't mind being dishonest as long as they get money. If that's you, watch out. Money is beginning to own you. It's beginning to. So he says, some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. And pierced themselves with many griefs. They used to be strong in God, but they've wandered away from that because of money, and have pierced themselves with many griefs. Let's go to Genesis. Let's go to Genesis. I want you to think about your life as I teach. Because this freedom I'm talking about, if you can have it as soon as possible, walk in it as soon as possible, you will be able to enjoy money even more.
Oh,
before we go there, let me show you another scripture. I think it's very interesting. Let's go back to Timothy. Talking about enjoyment. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Paul, listen to what Paul says. In case you thought Paul was against money. Verse 17. He says, Timothy, instruct those who are rich in this present world not to be arrogant, not to put their hope in wealth, which is so uncertain, but to put their hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment.
6:17.
What a scripture.
Hore laela ba rui ba tsa lefatshe lena hore ba seke ba ikhohomosa. Ba tshepa maruo a felang, ba mpe ba tshepe modimo ya re fantsotlhe ka bongata hore re di thabele.
Hear that? He says, be careful. If you think you have money, don't put your hope in it. He says, because wealth is so uncertain. He says, but put your hope in God, who richly provides everything for our enjoyment. In other words, have your hope in the source. How many times have we had the story of a person who was very wealthy and then crashed? How many times? Over and over, we see it. Where is your hope? Where is your trust? In wealth or in the source? Which is God. And Paul says, God richly provides us things for our enjoyment. Let's go to Genesis. Please take note, he said for your enjoyment. I'm trying to kill this idea that no, God only gives you what you need. No, that's not true.
No.
It's not true because no father is like that.
I mean,
right now, my daughter is so tiny. She doesn't know anything except milk. So, yet I buy her stuff she doesn't even need. Things you can't even understand. Just buy it. Why? L-O-V-E. Love. For her enjoyment. That's all. How much more God? I'm talking about the thing you like that you don't really need, but you like it a lot. Yeah, I'm trying to say God wants to give you that. Give me that religious face. God wants that thing that you like. You just like it. You don't really need it. He wants to give you that as well. I'm trying to say, adjust your dreams, adjust the way you see your life, and begin to accommodate even just the desires that you have for enjoyment.
Come on.
Maybe ladies will understand it much better, because ladies never have enough shoes. I don't know what's wrong with them. I mean, you only have 2 feet. Why do you need 200 pairs?
I don't know. I never...
For the enjoyment! 2 feet! 100 pairs! 65 bags! God, help us men. Deliver us, oh Lord. Now, no. But what I'm saying is, it's for their enjoyment. Their enjoyment.
I
had to learn that. I'm like, baby, but you have shoes. Like, but I like that one. But you have nice ones. So I had to renew my mind. So now I just buy her shoes without her even asking me. Because now I've realized it's not about the need.
No.
It's just to see that smile, the glow. For her enjoy. How much more God? How much more God? Who loves you a million times more? Put your hope in God, who richly provides us with everything for our enjoyment. Money cannot always provide you with everything. Because it's limited. Your salary is limited. Your investments limited. Savings limited. Or none. But God has many fish to provide you with. I've got many fishes. They're waiting for you. When you walk out the door, the fish is waiting all over.
How
for you to recognize them and receive. I receive. So I'm saying this because in your plans, when you plan your life, include the things you enjoy. When you pray, pray for also the things you just like. And especially parents who have kids, what, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Please tell me, do children need ice cream? For health reasons. No, they don't. But you buy them ice cream. Why? For their enjoyment. It's just nice. You like seeing them happy. How much more God? He has your ice cream. He knows the flavor you like. And as a father, it gives him great pleasure when you receive the gifts that he has in store for you.
Therefore,
don't worry about your life. Don't put your hope in money that is so uncertain, but put your hope in God. He wants to give you things just so you can enjoy life. Do you have that understanding in you when you think of God? Do you? Oh, you just know, no, it's not a need, so that's why he didn't give it to me. That's not true.
Not true.
The problem is not that he didn't give it. You didn't receive it because of your religious mindset. The problem is your mind. Look at Jesus. Look, go and the boat is over there. He's I think he was praying or something, doing something offshore. He needs to get to the boat. I mean, it's Jesus. He grew up in Jerusalem. He should know how to swim. Chances are he did know how to swim, of course. He was a young boy. All young boys play in dirty damsels. He did know how to swim. What does he do? No, Father, make this water a pavement. So I don't want to swim. I want to walk. He walks to the boat. Did he really need to be so dramatic? But he knows, no, Father, hey, me and God. He said, no, he loves me. He is crazy about me. He does things, some things just for my enjoyment. He says, hey, Peter.
Come,
feel this. Walk. Peter's like, Jesus, I've never walked on water. Thomas, hold me. He was walking and he starts to doubt, like, no way. He sinks. He loses the enjoyment of God because of doubt. You ask me why you are not receiving everything. Maybe your mindset is a problem. Genesis chapter 1. Let me finish off with this. Because sometimes people are like, okay, so how do I do? Okay, I want to live by faith more than money. What do I do? How do I do it? It's really easy. Genesis chapter 1. Verse 3, it says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw that the light was good. There's an interesting thing.
I'm
finishing off with this. God said, like he said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw. The light was good. God said and God saw. Any money in between?
No.
God said and God saw. Then God came down to earth and walked among us. When he wanted things done, what did he do? Again, God said and God saw. And the disciples are like, how do you do this stuff? And then he says, Mark 11, 22, 24, he says, whosoever will say, and believe and not doubt, he will have whatever he says. So you ask me now, how do I walk by faith? How do I get to my dream life, even though I don't have enough money for it? By using the power of God through exercising your faith. But how do I speak? Speak the word only. You have to stand and speak what you want to achieve in your life. where you want to live, what you want to wear, drive, whatever. Speak! And not doubt. To doubt means to have a second thought. James says a person who's double-minded is like a wave, unstable, can't receive from God. So we live by faith. In other words, we live by speaking that which we want from God. We speak it out and we look to see it. The problem is a lot of talk is very negative. It's speaking and believing what I say God will fulfill. So ask the person sitting next to you, so what are you busy saying? What are you speaking forth? God said, light be!
Mudimu ulare, lesedi halibete.
He didn't say, let the guests come together, make a fire. No, he said, light be! And everything else that was supposed to happen, happened. What do you want to own? I've been real. Speak real. What do you want to own? What do you want to wear? Those shoes, you know you can't afford them. That's fine. You have another gear, faith.
Switch gears.
People of faith are sometimes weird because they don't make sense to the ordinary man who's not in faith. A person of faith will walk into a shop that he knows I can't afford anything in here and go look at that thing and be like, yeah, I think I like this one. You're laughing at me. Jesus, this girl is dead.
He's
like, no, she's just asleep. The scripture says, and they laughed at him. They laughed at him. What did Jesus do? Little girl, wake up. She woke up. All those who were laughing were like, the laughing stopped. And I declare, when I want to hear, those who are laughing at you will be silenced by the results of grace. Maintain your faith. Don't draw back. Let them laugh. Don't hide from. Let them laugh at you. Let them laugh out loud. Maintain your confession. Hold on to your faith. Against impossible situations, declare what God has promised you. Hold on. When it manifests, those who laughed at you will come and sit and be your students. And they will say, how did you do it? Please show me. How did you do it? Let them laugh. But you maintain your faith. Don't draw back. Don't get tired. Don't be double-minded. Don't be discouraged. See the promise. See the grace. See the Father's love. Speak, speak, declare, speak, declare. Hold on. Speak, declare until you see. Act your faith. Don't just wait. Especially when you feel like emotions are trying to be negative. Go to the shop and look at it. Talk to the person who's helping you in the shop. So this, tell me about this. Tell me about this. If you feel like finances are tight and it's been that for a few years, just maybe you need to open your wardrobe, put on your best suit and go walk in town like you own the world. I'm teaching you how to walk by faith.
o bula tropo ya ha o nka suti yentle ka o fitisisa jwale o tsamae e le wena ma se humo na
emotions are easily influenced by the external things. But you need to manage your emotions, manage your feelings. Maybe you need to just walk around looking rich for no reason. Maybe you need to go to that, I don't know, car dealer and go look at that car again and tell and just touch it and tell them that this is mine. Tell them this is mine. I've checked mine. I told my wife, I said, this is the one we're going to drive. This one. I won't even tell you what it is. Bless God. When you see it, I will say, this is the one.
How were you born?
You trust God. You speak it like, this is it. You declare it. You don't say how. You speak. God knows how to bring things so that it will happen. It's not your part. It can happen in many ways. I can walk up there, I have Sovereign Motors, and look at the car and somebody, you like it, can I get it for you? That can happen. That can happen. If I walk by faith, somebody will be drawn. Hey, there's this thing. You can invest in this very quickly right now. Actually, I need one person, and this is what you get back. This is the price of my car. That can happen. Open your mind. Don't try to figure it out. Live by faith and take hold of the opportunities that faith will place in front of you. The fish! There are many fishes swimming around, holding money, holding houses, holding cars, holding shoes and bags for some ladies, waiting for Peter, waiting for a Peter to throw and to pull up. Because Jesus said the fish is there, but you need to go pull it up. How long, O church, how long will we limit our lives based on money instead of God? How long will we try to fit in with unbelievers when we know how faith and unbelief cannot go together? How long will we talk like the world? How long will you keep playing that game? Yes, so how long will we do that? How do we start talking? And then we wonder why it's Saboni results. It's because we are not in faith. We're only in faith on Sunday. Monday comes and everybody is depressed around your office. So you're trying to fit in, so you act depressed. Well, meanwhile, you know you are very happy. How long? How long will you play this game? If they think you're weird, fine. The results will speak. So, church, that's my encouragement to you today. Be free from the power of money. Be free. There's one higher than money. Today, let me just shock you. God, that problem you're facing, that one, I hope, that challenge, you understand that God has the answer right now. At this minute, he has the answer. But what are you doing? When you're busy, hey, let me see how much money I can put together. That's what writing and calculating and scratching your head and write. It's not wrong to write, but write with God. It's not wrong to calculate, but calculate with God. And say, Father, this is what I have, Lord. What can we do about this? I know your grace abounds, so there's a way. Show me. Speak what you want to achieve. If you want to be a lawyer, say it. I am going to be a lawyer, a good one. Speak it, whatever is on your heart. Speak it. The instruction I have for you today is not difficult. The word is near you. In your heart and in your mouth. To believe it and to speak it. And get the results. And when you start speaking, don't stop until you see it. If somebody tells you you're crazy, fine. Tell them to keep watching. Let's all stand up. You're gonna receive. You're gonna achieve all your dreams. All of them. Every one of them. Every one of your dreams. You're gonna achieve it. But it's time for you to speak what's in your heart, not in what's on other people's minds about you. Open your mouth right now. Begin to speak. Open your mouth and begin to speak and begin to declare. Monoso, we had a little fatse. Bua, bua bophelo, bua tharollo, bua dintho tse eno, bua na ho tloetsala eng bophelong ba hao. God said, let there be light, and there was light, and God saw that the light was good. God spoke, and God saw. God said, and God saw. God said, and God saw. Open your mouth and begin to speak right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, speak success over your life. Speak blessing. Speak that thing that you want to see, that car you want to drive, that house you want to live in, that family you want to have. Speak. If you don't have a child, speak a child right now. Speak and declare, I have many children. Speak, I have a car, a nice one. Speak, I own my own house. Speak. I never understand why Mutumo Ajega Bua. This is your life. This is your life. This is your life. Open your. You can't serve God and money. Make up your mind. Speak. If you are serving God, if God is your father, don't worry. Speak the word only. Don't worry. Speak the word only. Don't worry. Speak the word only. The word of God is alive and active. The word of God brings life. The word of God brings healing. The word of God brings deliverance. The word is power. In the word is light. And the light is the life. Speak. Speak the word only. 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 Grace abounds. Grace is with you. Grace is upon you. Great grace is with you. Speak. Release it. Speak like a king. Speak like a king. Speak like God. Speak like your father. In the name of Jesus, breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, breakthrough. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ, doors are opening right now. Businesses are being built on a run. Success in your career. Right now, success. 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 No man shall stand before you all the days of your life. No man shall hinder the goodness of God in your life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. The Lord is your shepherd. You shall not be in need. The Lord watches over you. The Lord walks with you. The Lord dwells in you. The Lord works in you. The Lord works through you. The favor of God is all over your life, over everything that concerns your life. 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 Whatever is dead, let it come alive. Whatever is dead in your life, I say, arise! 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 Whatever is dead in your life, arise! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father, for your grace. I know many of you, yes. if not all of you,
yes.
you have a debt somewhere. Maybe at the bank, maybe with somebody else. If God is your Father, and He loves you the way He says He does, though your debt may even be a mistake that you made, where sin abound, grace did much more abound. Open your mouth and declare supernatural debt cancellation in Jesus' name. Supernatural debt clearance. Supernatural debt clearance. In the name of Jesus, I declare the clearance of debt. I declare supernatural debt removal. In the name of Jesus, supernatural debt cancellation. Money. You right now to understand this. Everything on earth, whether it's a sickness, whether it's water, whether it's a tree, whether it's a mountain, everything on earth was designed to respond to the voice of faith. The language of faith is the universal language of everything. So right now, I want you to open your mouth and to call money to come to you. Tell money to come now. Tell money is your servant, not your boss. Grace abounds. Open your mouth. Money, come to me now. Money, come to me now. In the name of Jesus. Money, come to me now. Money, come to me now. You are drawn to me now. You shall follow me. You shall pursue me. Money. Thank you, Father. God said, light be. And God saw. Lift your hands and receive. From today, you will no longer chase after money. Money will chase after you. Money, follow them in Jesus' name. Opportunities of wealth will pursue you. Opportunities to increase in wealth will run after you. In Jesus' name. Financial increase in Jesus' name. financial breakthrough in Jesus' name. It shall be a work of grace. When you leave this place today, you will live with joy and peace, knowing in your heart that He who is my Father is faithful, and He will accomplish this. It is done. Extreme grace. Extreme grace. Extreme grace. Extreme grace. Thank you, Father, for your grace. If I'm going to type to people, how a high five from where the money is coming. Where the money is coming. Money is coming. Money is on the way. Money is on the way. Receive, 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 receive. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Extreme grace. The God we love, Father, right now. God is so good. It is not difficult to quicken your faith. The challenge is to maintain it. Because you need to maintain it until your gift arrives. Find someone that you can walk with. That will encourage you, and you can encourage them to maintain your faith. When you walk out that door, it doesn't matter what happens. Maintain your confession. In fact, if something happens, speak on that at that moment. Declare what you expect. When you feel burdened, do something to put your faith into action. Sometimes, like I said, sometimes just put on your best clothes and just walk around and act rich. Honestly, go to the shop again and again and keep telling them, this is mine. I'll come get it. I'll come get this. When are you going to get it? Soon. Don't worry, soon. That's mine. Go and tell them that. Stop allowing money to rule your life. When God says, I can do exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can even ask. Sometimes you need to just go give, go bless someone. You even feel better. Go to somebody who's even in greater need. Just bless them. Give them something. It doesn't even have to be money. Anything, just to put a smile on their face. Act rich. Behave like a rich person. Because faith needs to be expressed to get results. Amen. Where's that basket? I'm giving you another opportunity to put your faith into action. When we give, we do not give so that God will give to us. No, that idea doesn't even sound right. How can God love you so much and not give anything to you until you have given? No. God gives things to you because He loves you. Simple. Just like any parent. Because you believe that, be free to give. Give because you know that you are blessed. That money doesn't own you. That money doesn't define you. Okay, I'm giving you the opportunity to exercise your faith. Here's a basket. The money that you give here to support Ministry on Jordan House with everything. So give generously, give freely, give cheerfully. And give knowing God loves me. And God loves you so much. that he doesn't need you to do anything for him to bless you. Just receive. Therefore, give freely. You have received. So freely, give.
Okay,
good deal.